It's time for City Beat, your source for all the latest news on the city of Thompson, only on 1029 CHTM, your radio station.
Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball, and joining me over the phone this morning is Mayor Colleen Smook. How is it going?
It's going. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries. So, Colleen, the province will be going ahead with Phase 3 of the reopening plan on Saturday. So what's your thoughts on the upcoming phase?
Well, I guess it shows that Manitobans have listened to the rules, and I think the fact that the province is going to yellow and reopening a lot of things is a very positive note. That means that we as citizens have listened to what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. And what feedback or suggestions did Thompson and fellow northern municipalities give to the province when it came to this specific phase of the reopening plan?
Well, we were in favor of restaurants and businesses being able to more or less do their own policing and let people know what they were comfortable with, and letting the staff work with the owners to decide the comfort. Some of the businesses are still going to require you to wear masks. Masks will now be only recommended, not necessarily a requirement. The businesses definitely have the right to have you wear a mask, especially the smaller businesses that have very few employees. I really have talked to a few of them that will be continuing with this practice. Everybody's very happy with this opening. It still has to be, we have to be very careful, just to everything you can, you know, still the social distancing, the hand washing, the hand sanitizer. It's still all very important, especially when you hear them talk about this Delta variant, phase four, and that may come through. Let's just all be careful that we don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else regarding the reopening plan that you wish to share today before we move on?
No, not too much. I just, you know, just be very careful. Folks, be very cautious, because we don't want to end up closing again. And I guess I would just like to say I'm very proud of Thompson and the North. We are definitely the leaders in the vaccine and the number of people getting the vaccine. But still, even there's little pockets of 30 to 40 people in different groups and that, we definitely need you to get out there, because if 80% is maybe the target, I really think 90 to 95% is when we can all, you know, rest a little bit more easy. So every one of you that goes out and gets a shot, definitely it's a boon to our community in that, and the less chance of anybody catching anything. So please step up to the plate and go get your shots if you already have them.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the Manitoba RCMP announced that they made an arrest in the homicide of Bobby Lynn Moose, who was found here in Thompson in October of 2019. So could you provide a comment on this recent development?
Hello,
Colleen. Can you hear us?
I can hear you now. I had lost you for a second or two there.
Yes. So I was just asking about whether you can provide a comment on the recent development we've had in the case of Bobby Lynn Moose when the Manitoba RCMP announced that they made an arrest earlier this week.
Yeah, it you know, basically gives you a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach. But on the other hand, it's good news for the family. They have some closure. We now know that the person that did it will be off the streets, and it still doesn't mean we don't look out for each other and be very careful. It's still a very volatile world out there, but I'd like to send my condolences to Bobby Lynn's family, but on they can lay this memory to rest, that at least they know her murderer is being looked after and behind bars. So I definitely think it will help the community and the family, because this was it's really hurt all of our community. We all saw the big signs out. We all felt the pressure to find somebody. So thank you to the RCMP and staff and all the folks that give tips to them and the camera footage. They couldn't have done it without all of us as a community stepping up with what we knew.
Mm-hmm. The Manitoba Arts Network's Indigenous Artists Summer Tour made a stop in Thompson yesterday. So how did the event go overall?
Okay, I was there. They had sort of a sound check at 5 o'clock. So Grand Chief Sati and I, and likely about 30 other folks were there for that 5 o'clock to listen to them, and sounded very good. The actual show at 7 p.m., there was a little less than 100 people there, but I think everybody enjoyed the show that was there. And they actually went much later because the crowd around 8 o'clock when they were to be finished was actually still gathering and still listening. So they asked permission to play a little bit later. So, yeah, it definitely was a hit. And there was fewer numbers, but, you know, it's going to take us a while to get used to. We're not used to going into crowds and into numbers. So I was very almost thankful that there were fewer people there last night. It shows that we are still paying attention to the rules.
Mm-hmm. Between this concert and the province's reopening plan, which we've discussed earlier, does the city have other events similar to this that they're potentially planning?
There's a couple things in the woodwork that I don't have, we don't have final details on yet. Basically, even with putting the ice in the arenas and things like that, we're starting to get ready for more opening.
All right. Now, Colleen, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
Yeah, there's still a few potholes around town. Please call Public Works 204-677-7920. We're still working on 7970, I'm sorry. I'm getting you to phone me about them. We're still working on some water breaks. There's been a few of them around town this summer. We're basically lawn cutting and things like that. So it's never a dull moment, and we're definitely working on summer stuff, hoping to get it caught up.
All right. Now, Colleen, was there anything else you'd like to talk about today before we wrap up here?
I think I'd like to just make note that this weekend is the R.D. Parker graduates. They're having their prom, and it's sort of falling in with the reopening, too, so that's sort of nice. And I'd just like to send out a super thank you to all the students themselves, the parents, the teachers, the administration, the volunteers that have all made this possible. The last two graduations for our R.D. Parker students up here have been, to say the least, have definitely not been optimal. So this is just one more little piece that gets them together. And with the reopening, I'm hoping next year that graduation will be more back to normal. I would like to just people to stay indoors. This morning about 5, 6 o'clock, the smoke around town was absolutely terrible. It's a little bit better now. We do have some of our neighbors in Tatasquiak that have been transferred out of their community and that. So just be careful. Mostly it's smoke, and there's really nowhere to transfer people anymore because of smoke related stuff, because the whole province and our western provinces are all encased in this smoke. So just anybody with breathing problems, asthma and that, do your best to stay indoors and that. So just wish everybody for the rest. We're into August. We've only got a month of summer left before kids are off to school and that. So let's be safe and let's remember, let's check out these immunization clinics, watch for them, and see you there.
All right, of course. Well, thanks again, Colleen, for chatting with us on City Beat. And if you have a question you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.
City Beat will be back next Thursday morning at 11:30 with more news about Thompson, only on 102.9 CHTM, your radio station.